do you try to like record things as live as possible?
The last album was really a live album,
right?
You know, and this album we decided to go for more of a kind of a mature sound rather than kind of, you know, one person taking a solo and just going off. More like sure, very mature song that builds really well.
Right.
Well, it's a different approach. I think more production.
I don't think playing live is necessarily like not mature way of doing it, but it just. We're looking at it as another monster from we can do like a live organic sound, but this time it's just Ben's specialty is putting in all these tricks, all the technology.
He was like, when you're in the studio, you might as well use the tricks because you're not going to be able to do it anywhere else. And we were worried about being able to reproduce it live.
Yeah,
basically,
sure.
He was like, you'll figure it out. You know, maybe it's not the exact same thing, but it'll be close enough type situation.
How do you feel that your songwriting process has grown over the years? Did you guys approach songs differently when you first started out? Or?
There's a bunch of different ways we do songs. I think Dave has changed recently. He likes to make demos like in his house now. He's changed a lot. I think by like you'll build a beat first, right?
Yeah.
And then record around it.
I've been definitely trying to utilize demos for songwriting for sure. I kind of like to, also like to just go and play, you know, just live anywhere and kind of feel it out and, you know, see what comes off the top of my head.
So do you basically just like play songs and then do you flesh them out with a full band or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, me and Zach, we'll get together, and, you know, he'll learn some parts and add some parts, you know, new parts, and then we'll kind of pull me in head or. Whatever, you know, really.
Or anybody, yeah. Like, I don't know, there's a million different ways the song can happen.
I mean, I think most of the time what it's really turned into is, like, somebody will have a melody or some sort of riff, and they'll just start playing it, and they'll come up with some sort of rhythm, and everybody else just builds off it, and that's the, you know, kind of organically we try to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sometimes the full band works it out together, and sometimes somebody will have a song just finished by themselves, and then we'll put the full band feel on it, but it was still written by one person.
Okay, sure.
There's tons of different ways. It could be like a couple different people chip in with lyrics and with chord changes and with melody, or everybody, you know, or it's just one person, or it's two people. It's just any way we can get it. That's as long as it sounds good, we'll take it.
Do you try to like record things as live as possible?
The last album was really a live album,
right?
You know, and this album we decided to go for more of a kind of a mature sound rather than kind of, you know, one person taking a solo and just going off. More like sure, very mature song. Builds really well.
Right. Well,
it's a different approach.
I think
more production.
I don't think playing live is necessarily like not mature way of doing it, but it just we're looking at it as another monster. We can do like a live organic sound, but this time it's just Ben's specialty is putting in all these tricks, all the technology.
Yeah. He was like, when you're in the studio, you might as well use the tricks because you're not going to be able to do it anywhere else. And we were worried about being able to reproduce it live.
Yeah,
basically,
sure.
He was like, you'll figure it out. You know, maybe it's not the exact same thing, but it'll be close enough type situation.
How do you feel that your songwriting process has grown over the years? Do you guys approach songs differently when you first started out? Or?
There's a bunch of different ways we do songs. I think Dave has changed recently. He likes to make demos like in his house now. He's changed a lot, I think, by like you'll build a beat first, right?
Yeah.
And then record around it.
I kind of like to also just go and play, you know, just live anywhere and kind of feel it out and, you know, see what comes off the top of my head.
Do you flesh them out with a full band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, me and Zach, we'll get together. You know, he'll learn some parts and add some parts, you know, new parts, and then we'll kind of pull me in head or whatever, you know, really.
Or anybody, yeah. Like, I don't know, there's a million different ways the song can happen.
I mean, I think most of the time what it's really turned into is, like, somebody will have a melody or some sort of riff, and they'll just start playing it, and everybody else just builds off it, and that's the, you know, kind of organically we try to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sometimes the full band works it out together, and sometimes somebody will have a song just finished by themselves, and then we'll put the full band feel on it, but it was still written by one person.
Okay, sure.
There's just tons of different ways. It could be, like, some... couple different people chip in with lyrics and with chord changes and with melody, or everybody, you know, or it's just one person, or it's two people. It's just any way we can get it. That's as long as it sounds good, we'll take it. You know,
Campy had Campy basically just brought two songs right to us. That's okay. Just done. And we really didn't even change them at all. We were like, okay, let's play.
Well, it's and the thing is, when we recorded them, the recordings were so different than the songs as I wrote them. You know, like, and that's kind of what we do. Whenever a song that is finished comes to the band, it kind of is like, okay, this is a song. Let's arrange it for the six of us. You know, so the arrangement changes everything from, you know, the groove to the timing, you know, like the tempo to just everything can change when it comes to, you know, the full band. But I mean, sometimes songs are written and then they're just played as they are.
Yeah.
And that usually happens when we write them all together. You know, we approach releasing the songs on the new record that I wrote, it's kind of like, you know, we're choosing the revivalist version of that song.
How do you feel that the scene in NOLA has evolved since y'all first started out?
Well, I can say that I definitely have seen, you know, when we were playing, when we first started, you know, a lot of our friends were in college, you know, and a lot of us were in college as well. So, you know, there was a huge, I feel like as people kind of graduated from college, people moved away, things, you know, bands broke up and whatnot. I feel like there's, maybe I just don't know about all the bands, but I feel like there's kind of a less of an indie rock boom right now.
Sure.
Well, you know, there's still a lot of college bands, but I think the thing is, like, right around when we started was kind of on the first wave.
Right.
Of the real.
Of the, like, Loyola Tulane bands.
Yeah, of, like, that post-Katrina rock scene that kind of has come up in New Orleans. And I mean, we were kind of part of the first wave of that. And a lot of those bands broke up. But, I mean, the scene as a whole, it still has all of the pieces that were there before, except for the metal scene. But, I mean, it's still there. But, the, like, indie rock scene, the rock and roll scene in New Orleans has grown, like, so much since we started, which is kind of like the first wave after the storm. It's just kind of grown that way. But it's still gotten, you know, it's gotten, you know, I feel like even stronger in terms of funk bands and young bands playing.
Yeah, I feel like before there was kind of this, younger bands were out there, but they weren't really recognized that much. Now it's, I feel like with Faubourg Festival and other things like that, the indie rock scene there has become like a kind of an actual, you know, thing. Rather than just being like, oh, here's a couple bands. It's like, no, this is like an actual, you know, I can't figure out the word.
I think our last sound guy has something you want to say.
There's so many people in New Orleans now that are millennials. Being great. Because, you know, before, I mean, name five rock bands come out of New Orleans that obviously it's supposed to be radio rock bands. You get the Radiators,
Calvin,
Better Than Ezra.
Name five New Orleans style bands.
There's always going to be the funk bands, but also there's a lot of, like, the foundation of that New Orleans indie rock scene is local New Orleans natives.
The younger crowd in New Orleans. Christmas Street
used to be, like, killer players at every bar, like, notable killer players at every bar. So really, the void that was left from that allowed more of a rock scene to spawn out of it.
Okay.
Because Better Than Ezra plays, what, once a year in New Orleans?
I don't know. Probably Jazz Fest or something, yeah.
That's been the last 2 years for Rose Hill.
Oh, the organic scene, organic.
Yeah, that's been the last 2 years for Rose Hill. We probably played there 4 or 5 times in 2 years. Yeah, we played Atlanta probably 15 times. I think it's great.
I mean, I'm actually glad to hear your perspective, because, like, I was only in New Orleans. I moved in the weekend of Hurricane Katrina's out. Like, I mean, and, like, the other guys in our band were only in New Orleans, like, a year or two before. So we had our real feel.
I was there 1 year before Katrina.
Okay. Yeah, but before, you tell me about those rock bands, like, a younger Jack plays good rock, and then Johnny Smith and the Dirtiness and stuff like that.
The Valley too?
Because yeah. they're the rocking version of them, or something.
Right.
Which we kind of incorporate, too.
You guys can bring the funk. I mean, it's not stereotypical NOLA funk, but it's funky. You can be funky.
You can. There's definitely the New Orleans flavor in, I think, a lot of what we do.
Yeah.
It's just kind of from living in New Orleans and loving that music.
I think, you know, it's going to come across. Anything that you listen to and like as a musician, it's going to come out when you're playing some way or another.
And what's interesting to me is, like, cast in that were really, like, the founders of the NOLA Indie Rock Collective, like Craft Brothers, Mere Jesus, like, the ones that grew up in New Orleans, like, they don't really like to include that influence in their sound, I think, because they want to make it a point that this is not what they're trying to do. Like, I grew up in the city, and there's people that do it great. Whereas, like, we were, maybe a lot of us were attracted to the city to begin with because we like the New Orleans sound.
Well, and it's, I think, like, it's just like anything, like I grew up with the Beatles, you know, listening to the Beatles, right?
Yeah,
so
sure,
it's okay. That's like the baseline for music. But really, it's like the top of the, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for me, that's like, that's what you assume. You're born, you know?
Yeah.
You grow up, when you come of age, you're like, you're assuming, you're just kind of, the meters and all that shit's in your butt.
The people, like, you know, grew up seeing George Porter when they're, like, in the womb and stuff, you know, and they're getting that, like, funk in themselves, you know, intravenously or something, and it's like...
The stuff that excites them is not that, but the stuff that excites us still is that.
Right, yeah.
You know, we're not, that's not something that was in my blood for birth.
When you're from out of town, it's like, you get that, and it gets under your skin, and you want it. Even if you don't play funk, you've got that respect for it, and it's like, it's something that's just, like, it's always, like, swimming around in your brain.
It just kind of comes out, you know, like, when we play... It's just how we like to play.
I've known you guys for a long time, and it's like, it's this thing where you guys have, I mean, you're very consistent, and the fact that you can get out there and crush it, like, all the time, that's not an easy thing to do, but that's a very New Orleanian thing to do, to come and just be a beast.
There's so much good stuff going on in New Orleans.
You can't not absorb it.
Right.
You're not going to laugh if you're not any good.